Okay, question.
You said about the Oklahoma bombing, that this was all planned. Do you know of any, have you heard of anything else that might be planned?
Oh, anything else?
Yeah.
Well, in relationship to Atlanta, they wanted to test martial law being brought in on the American people in the Atlanta area. And so they were going to create several acts of terrorism so that they could bring in a localized or regionalized martial law in that area to see how the American people would respond. And so that's something that's happening recently. Now again, some of these predictions I have to be kind of careful talking about them to people, because like back in 1992, I said that, you know, when the banking laws were going to change, there were going to be all these banks fold. Well, they did, but they didn't announce them on the radios. And, you know, you just saw banks changing names. And so again, people were telling me, well, Fritz, you're, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know. Well, fine. It's people don't have the eyes to see what's going on. And I don't like to be in the position of saying what's going to happen in the future, because I believe that nothing's cast in stone. There's nothing that definitely says that in the year 2000 we're going to have the Antichrist. Henry Kissinger kind of backed that up. I was watching him one day and he said, we are going to have a new world order. We either have it in this generation or the next generation, but we will have one. But see, he was showing that they're at least beginning to think that, hey, maybe, you know, it isn't going to click. And see, Satan's double-binded. Talk about the hope again, okay? This is another aspect of the hope part of it. Satan is trying to imitate God by being omniscient and omnipotent, but he isn't. So he does that through technology, and like to be the all-seeing eye, he has spy satellites in the sky and people on the ground that are spying and computers. So he's trying to use this vast array, this big mechanism in this world system to control everything so he seems godlike and all-powerful. Well, people like me are throwing sand in that equipment. It doesn't take a whole lot of sand in a piece of equipment to slow it down or bring it to a halt. He is double-binded, and the double bind that Satan's in is this. At some point, God's going to say, you can have it, Satan. Run the world. Now, he's got to get all of his ducks and all of this intricate equipment lined up running smoothly and perfectly, or he's not going to run, the New World Order's not going to run for him. So he's double-binded, and he's not telling his minions, his slaves out there, how things aren't coming into line. And there's some pretty powerful people out there that are doing things on our behalf. I don't know if you heard about the Renegade Computer Group with the Cray Computers. You did, good. Did you hear about, did you hear about the Freeman being freed? The Freeman got what they wanted. The Freeman, that they had this long standoff. They got what they wanted, which was a court that was not part of the American, corrupt American judicial system, but was set up common law venue. And they got that and got free. Got exactly what they wanted. About it, the newspapers aren't going to tell you anything. The answer, I guess, is just there's some of us out there that are watching these things, and we fax and call each other back and forth. But like I say, if I make predictions on things, which I sometimes do, the news media a lot of times doesn't report them anyway. You know, so the news media is not going to back me up on some of those. Yeah. Yeah, they love to use distractions. Are the church burnings part of this to remove our civil liberties? Definitely yes. There's part of it's just disinformation. I mean, there's a lot of churches being burned all the time, you know, from natural causes or whatever. They've got the ability to focus. Have you ever noticed when they focus in on airline disasters, all of a sudden all the airline disasters that happen are reported? And that part of it's that, and part of it's, I wonder about some of these youth that for no reason at all burned down a church. They may be children that are programmed. It's so easy to do that. But there was intended to be a period of anarchy because they want the people to beg for martial law. And the American people will ask them for what they want to give. And so I saw that aptly demonstrated the night of the bomb went off in Atlanta. I went to Plaid Pantry to get something cold to drink because it was warm out. And this was about midnight. And the gal there had just heard on the radio about the bomb, and she said, oh, this world is full of crazy nuts. I said, well, you know what's happening? The government's setting off these bombs so they can bring in stricter laws. And she said, oh, that's what we need. We need stricter laws. And I said, you want to live under Nazism? And it just went right by her. No comprehension. So it had, I saw that was my test to see how the American people were responding. And yeah, give us martial law.
That subject was on the radio today on the talk show. I was asking if they was wanting the martial law. And it was about 50-50.
About 50, she says about 50% of the people wanted martial law.
They wanted that extra protection.
They wanted the extra protection.
Then another one come on, so we want our freedom.
Yes. Pardon me? Buchanan. Yeah, you're saying he's a Knights of Malta. Yeah, you're saying he's not a regular guy, he's one of them. Yeah, the National Council, what is that, NCC? That ultra-conservative Christian group that Buchanan's, the five people underneath him in his campaign are from the NCC, which is a National Christian Coalition. Yeah, it's controlled opposition. If you look at who they are and what they're doing, it's controlled opposition. The Illuminati sets up their own opposition. If you go back and look in World War II, there's a book put out by an intelligence operative who uses a pseudonym. His name's Nigel West, and it's on MI5. Which is British intelligence. And he's got a whole chapter in there on double agents. Every German, I should say every Nazi German, you know, because Germany was Nazi, every German agent spying on Great Britain was a double agent for the British. And what they did was, and part of it goes back to this mind control, they turned significant figures in German intelligence, and then anybody else who joined in German intelligence had to be turned. If they didn't turn, they were booted out. So over a few years, they ended up with the entire German intelligence organization being their double agents. Well, they've done the same thing against the New World Order. 95% of these people out there exposing the New World Order are double agents. All right. Remember Pat Robertson writing his book, Illuminati? His dad was head of the Senate Committee on Banking. You better know that these Illuminati bankers, a lot of them are Jewish and a lot of them are Freemasons, you know that touching their money is a real sore spot for them. And so they're going to have their person in that key position in the Senate. And that was the father of Pat Robertson. And Illuminati set him up in ministry. And then he comes out with this book, The New World Order, and which he didn't even write, and I don't even think he read it. And if you look in that, in one chapter it says the Masons are part of this plot to bring in a New World Order, and then the next chapter it promotes George Bush's candidacy for president. And he's a 33rd degree Freemason. So.
Well, who's
going
to
be our next president?
Boy.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's true. Clinton's only hanging by a thread because they got the goods on him. And our side, the people that are taking these, 67 congressmen have had to resign because of these renegade intelligence operatives that are exposing them. And Clinton may be down the list. And Bob Dole, he's been receiving a lot of money. If financing up to now is any indication of who they want, you know, Bob Dole may have a chance. But again, he's another one of their flunkies. I've taken so much of your time. Thank you very much. Thanks. Should let you go now. Maybe you can have me back later.
Well, I will ask you, what are some of the most obvious signs of recognizable new age person?
A new age person. Well, New Age is a broad term, and New Age has just become our culture. So if they're a normal American today is pretty well steeped in New Ageism. New Age concepts use holistic health, witchcraft practices. You might see it's jewelry, you know, like Ankh. The way they talk, they want to protect nature, a radical environmentalism, the acceptance of anything and everything, especially minorities like gays and things like this.
Let me ask you one last thing. You think that they'll make the economy collapse by
The only thing I can say is you know, there's some pretty respectable people on their side of things that are saying that it's going to collapse soon. But I've been watching the economy since Carter administration. And I've been yo-yoed back and forth so many times that this was the final crash, you know, like Black Saturday, you know, and I thought, well, back, what was that, in 1987, yeah, exactly. I thought, well, this is it, it's going, you know, but it didn't. So right now I've just gotten to the point that when they want it to go, they'll let it. I'm surprised it's lasted this long.
Well, they'll have to bring in another war to bring it in.
It's ready to fall. There isn't a whole lot.
Well, we know that there'll be anarchy on the earth, you know, before the one world order comes into place.
Yeah.
They'll use that so they can come in and take over.
Yeah.
I just got a feeling that it'll be really soon. After the election, maybe a deal to the world. I just want to continue
to do that. So. Got a high likelihood.
Yeah, I don't know whether we're going to go home or not.
It's been great.
Thank you.
God
bless
you.
God bless you too.
You were just speaking about Noah.
Yeah.
Listen to that. God always turns me right to where He wants me.
Good.
As in the days
as
of
a Noah. As a confirmation, because
as soon as you said it, she flipped
when up. I return, the world will be as different to the things of God,
yeah,
as the people were in Noah's day.
Yeah.
So here's what He wants us to do. He says, "I fear neither God nor man," he said to himself. "But this woman bothers me. I'm going to see that she gets justice, for she is wearing me out with her constant coming." Then the Lord said, "If even an evil judge can be worn down like that, don't you think that God will surely give justice to His people who plead with Him day and night?"
Yeah.
"Yes, He will answer them quickly. But the question is, when I, Messiah, return, how many will I find who have faith and are praying?"
Yeah.
The truth is, we have to be Ukraine.
Yeah.
Okay, because remember, knowledge puffs up, but love edifies.
Right.
And that's how God's going to judge us, is by our prayers.
Yeah.
Okay? Through prayers.
Right.
And go into a prayer class.
Yeah.
That's what's going to change the world.
Yeah.
And then God will judge us accordingly.
Those of us who know just have to do what's right. It's not a matter of the issue isn't whether we're going to win or lose. The matter is what's the right thing to do. Like you're saying,
you know by the peace that you have with God, like some of us are meant to be teachers, like some of us have books, and you know, we have our prophets, and you have to go where God wants you to go. If you don't go and do it, then you won't have no rest.
Yeah. It's
but
true.
Then sometimes it'll work for only a season, and then it's like, God, what is it next you want to do? Sometimes he might just say, go enter his rest.
I probably should get myself together here, because I've got to get home. Driving back to Portland tonight.
So after all that talking, you're going to drive now?
Yeah. Oh, cool. Oh, cool. Great.
Let me get on that mailing list.
When does your tour start?
Yeah.
In about 4 days.
And how long will you be gone?
For half a month.
Oh, okay.
It'll be one big city after another.
What do you think about that Scarlet and the Beast book?
Well,
we've browsed through it. We haven't read the whole thing.
I was disappointed.
Really?
It seemed to me like he had access to all this information and he just disregarded it. And he got this notion in his mind at some point in that English Freemasonry and French Freemasonry are the two powers in the world. And they're fighting each other for control of the world. It's just not true. And you look at someone like Benjamin Franklin. Benjamin Franklin was the highest ranking Freemason for the British Freemasonry in the colonies. He was also one of the major Freemasons in the French system. Now, where's this big war going on? You know, the two groups, their leaders meet every year at the Alpina Lodge. It's all just a bunch of...
I wonder why he did that. Why he came
because
out of that room.